This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الحديث حديث محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثات بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد We begin the session. At the outset, I would like to welcome all of you people who have joined the session live. Barakallahu feekum. You must be people who would have joined in from different parts of the world. Let's have a quick check. Yeah, can you please let me know which part of the world have you joined in from? Quickly on the chat box, can we know where are the participants from? I can see a lot of people who are from India. MashaAllah. Can we have a quick note of the chat box? Okay, Newcastle, England. MashaAllah. What about the rest of you? Where are you now? I'm from India. From the city of Kolkata. Way close to Bangladesh, brother Ziaul Haq. Shahzad from Dubai. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Warda from UK. Nigeria, brother. Ahlan wa sahlan. Shakib, you moved to Delhi. When did you do that? You were in Kolkata all this while. Anisa from Australia. Austria, I beg your pardon. Okay. All right. So we've got people from all parts of the world, mashallah. People from the African continent, from the European continent, Middle East, India, mashallah. Somebody is there from down under, New Zealand. So Tahir is from New Zealand, mashallah. Bilal is from Pakistan. And we've got someone from China as well, mashallah. So let's try and make this session beneficial. We look forward to your participation as well. I'll try to get you people involved as well. So I might ask questions from time to time. I would request you to be active in participating, inshallah ta'ala. We also would like to, at the outset, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank the International Open University, formerly called the Islamic Online University, for giving you and me an opportunity to come and share knowledge and benefit from each other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair. Now, what is the topic? The topic is, how do we make most of the last 10 nights? If any one of you have been following me on social media, I have been calling the first 20 days of Ramadan as the training phase. And the last 10 nights is called the performance phase. You see, in any kind of games, sports, which involves, for example, cricket, football, boxing, wrestling, all of these sports, you have rigorous training that the athlete has to undergo in order to perform well on the D-Day. So the performance needs to be good on the day it matters the most. But in order to perform well on that single day, he undergoes a training rigorously for months and months trying to prepare himself. For me, the way I look at it, the 20 days of Ramadan is the training phase as we pick up business in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. This is the business end. This is the performance end. It all comes down to these last 10 nights. These are the most important nights in our life. The most important nights. In fact, the most important nights of all the nights in the year. These are the most important 10 nights in our life. So, how well are we prepared? Have we been able to pick up our ibadah? Because you see, what happens with many of us is, as soon as Ramadan starts, we tend to get too active in our ibadah, mashallah. But by the middle of Ramadan, we run out of steam. We've overtrained ourselves. And so by the time the Laylatul Qadr night starts, by the time the last Ashra, the last 10 nights begin, we've already run out of steam. We have hardly anything left in us. And that is why I say that these 10 nights should be treated as the performance phase. The other 20, you have to do your ibadah. You have to keep training yourself. You have to see what works best for you. What time works best for you. We are living in a lockdown phase. It takes time to settle down into the Ramadan mode. It takes time for all of us to settle in the Ramadan mode. So while this will take time, we need to now slowly start peaking as we move into the last 10 nights. And these are the most important night, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by this night in the Quran in Surah Al-Fajr. What does Allah say? Allah says, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, that by the dawn and by the 10 nights. Now I know there are some disputes among the scholars about which are these 10 nights, but some of the scholars say that these are the 10 most important nights in the year. The most important nights in the year, which is the night, the 10 nights of Ramadan, the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So Allah is taking an oath by the last 10 nights, so we can understand that there is a lot of significance of these 10 nights in our life. These are the 10 nights for which we should be ready to bargain anything. And we will see what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would do when these 10 nights would come in his life. What would be his preparation? We're going to touch upon those as well. Now, before I move forward, I have a quick question for all of those who are listening to this session right now. In the Quran, which are the different places, apart from Surah Al-Fajr, where I already mentioned, apart from Surah Al-Fajr, where are the different places where there is a mention of Laylatul Qadr? Whether directly or indirectly? Can anyone tell me? There are two places basically. Okay, I've given you the hint. One is something which we all know. You know, the first one is very easy. We've all memorized that surah in our life, mashallah. But what about the second place? I really want to know. So let's see, quickly. My name is Mansoor Danish. Okay, Ziaul Haq. My name is Mansoor Danish. You can see it in the poster which is shared by the IOU. Okay, Surah Qadr, says our colleague from IOU, Sister Bela Khan. There is another place in the Quran where there is a mention. Can someone tell me which place is it? It is in Surah Dukhan, Surah number 44. Surah Dukhan, Surah number 44, there is a mention about Laylatul Qadr even in Surah Ad-Dukhan. And we are going to start off our discussion with Surah Ad-Dukhan and then we will move to Surah Al-Qadr. What does Allah say in Surah Ad-Dukhan? Allah says, Hamim wa kitab al mubin inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakatin inna kunna munzirin. Fiha yufraku kullu amrin hakim. Allah says, Hameem, by the manifest book, that is the Quran that makes things clear, that is the Furqan. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakatin. We have sent down the Quran on this Mubarak night, on this blessed night. And as a warning, we are ever warning. In this night is decreed every matter of ordainments. Do we need to know which is the month? We all Muslims know which is the month. Allah is saying, we have sent down the Quran on this blessed night. Which night is this? This is the night of Laylatul Qadr, which happens in the month of Ramadan. So Allah is mentioning in Surah Ad-Dukhan about Laylatul Qadr. He is saying, this is the night. This is a blessed night. Now there is again a significance that Allah does not just call it a night. He calls it a blessed night. A blessed night where the Quran has been revealed. Now we need to understand another thing over here. In the fourth ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in this night is decreed every matter of ordainments. And the angels are handed over everything relating to our life. Even on this night, the night of Qadr, this is the night when every responsibilities relating to our life is handed over to the angels. And these are the highest level of angels to whom our decree, our ordainments are handed over. So Surah Ad-Dukhan makes a mention of Laylatul Qadr as a night, which is the blessed night in which the Quran was revealed, as well as a night in which all the matter pertaining to our life is announced. And everything is decreed and everything which is, well, it's already decreed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already written it down. It's all recorded. But it is revealed to the angels. It is handed over to the angels. The responsibilities are given to the angels on this night. And the great companion of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, he used to say, talking about this night, he used to say that there is a man who is preparing his bed to go to sleep, But he does not know that on this blessed night, a decision pertaining to him may have already been announced, which means his death. He's preparing his bed. He's absolutely oblivious of the fact that the decision regarding his life has already been taken and it has been handed over to the angels. And therefore, we should try and strive to spend this night engaging in acts of worship. And we know that no ummah, according to the hadith, no ummah before the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was blessed to benefit from this night of path. There has been no ummah on the face of the earth other than the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam who's been blessed with this night. And this makes sense, you know. There is another hadith where there is a dispute about the authenticity of the hadith, but really the basic crux of the hadith makes sense in the sense that in the past, people used to live for 900 years, 1,000 years. They used to live for a long life. And they had such a long life to do ibadah, to do worship, to benefit from engaging in acts of worship. But what about us? We live for an average 60 years in our life. And out of 60 years in our life, about 1/3 of our life goes in sleeping. You know, 8 hours on an average a person sleeps on a day, which is 1/3 of his life. So 20 years goes in sleeping. Another 10 to 12 hours goes in working, going to office, returning from office, which means technically half our life goes working and commuting from office to home, which means another 30 years of our life, we are just busy. So 30 years plus 24 years of our life goes in sleeping. We're hardly left with about, 1/10 of our life. And out of that 1/10, we hardly worship for less than an hour a day. If you add up all the Fard Salah and the Sunnat Salah that we offer during the day and we time ourselves, it's hardly 1/24th of a day, which is less than 5% of our life goes in worship of Allah. So 60 years, 5% of that is nothing. Whereas there were people in the past who would live for 1,000 years and they would get so many more years to do ibadah. So Allah has blessed us with one night, which is a blessed night where if you work and do worship on this night, perform ibadah, you will get a great reward. And we're going to come to that great reward in a short while when we read Surah Al-Qadr. So this is a great opportunity for us to benefit. And like I mentioned, no other ummah in the past had the benefit of Laylatul Qadr. This is only a special benefit given to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, moving on to Surah Al-Qadr, the very famous surah which we all recite quite often. Everyone has memorized it. What does Allah say in Quran? He says in Surah number 97, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. Tanazzalul malaikatu fiha bi izni rabbihim min kulli amr. Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. Allah says, verily, we have sent down the night of decree, the night of Qadr, the night of Tha. And then he asks, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. You see, in English we say, you know, don't you know what is this? You know, don't you know how big this event is? So this is how Allah is telling us, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And then Allah says how important the night of Qadr is. He says, لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَلْفِ شَهِرٍ. This is a night which is alf, 1,000 nights, equivalent to 1,000 months. One night is equivalent to a worship of 1,000 months. Do your math. 1,000 months is approximately 83 years plus. On one night, you are getting an ibadah of 83 years. Remember the hadith which we just discussed a while back, where the ummah in the past used to live for 1,000 years plus. They had the benefit of doing worship and ibadah for so many years. We hardly spend less than 5% of our life in worship. So Allah, in His mercy, is giving us a night in which we get 83 years of ibadah, full ibadah, 24 hours of ibadah. And if somebody who started, you know, doing his Laylatul Qadr worship at the age of, say, 20 and would live till 60 and would do it regularly for 40 years, he would get an ibadah of 83 years by 40 years, you know, 83 years into 40 times, 40 years which he did the ibadah, which means he would get an ibadah of 3,200 years plus. Subhanallah, Allah in His mercy is giving us such a beautiful opportunity in our life, the Laylatul Qadr opportunity. And we need to grab this. The night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, a very important point that we see in this surah is to show the significance of Laylatul Qadr. Allah says, Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr wa ma adraka ma Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alfi shahr. 3 times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stressing on Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Qadr. Beyond the shadow of doubt, this is the most significant night. It is being stressed 3 times in a surah, a short surah like Suratul Qadr. 3 times there is a mentioning of Laylatul Qadr, clearly signifying that this is an extremely important night in our life. Now, we will move on and try and understand a little bit more about Laylatul Qadr, and then we will come to the acts of worship that we can engage in. Let us understand what does the word Al-Qadr generally mean. There are different opinions amongst the scholars, and I've tried to gather all of them. One of the meanings that is given by the scholars is, of course, derived from the 6 pillars of Iman. We believe in Al-Qadr in the sense of believing in the destiny, to believe in the decree. So we know that one of the meaning of Al-Qadr is in the context of divine decree. If you go back to Surah Dukhan, which we started with, it makes sense. Because Allah says, on this night, the angels will be handed over. They will be given the responsibility. All the ordainments will be handed over to them. So it makes sense that Al-Qadr means destiny or decree in this context. So the first definition makes a lot of sense. What's the second definition that we find? We find that scholars define it as Qadr in the sense of, like in Urdu when we say Qadr, we say it in the sense of something which is really important, significant. So in the sense of significance, there is a definition of Qadr as well. This is also true. Allah, again, going back to Surah Dukhan, what does Allah say? Allah says, Laylatim Mubarakatin, that this is the blessed night. So Allah is giving a significance to this night. The night of decree, the night of power, the most important night, the significant night. So clearly, there is a lot of significance to this night. The third definition that we find is that the person who seeks out this night becomes significant. Let me just stop here for a while. The second definition which I gave you was that the night is significant. Now I'm telling you that the third definition is the person who seeks the night of Qadr, he becomes significant in the sight of Allah. How do we become significant in the sight of Allah? We become significant by seeking forgiveness of our sins, by becoming purified. We become purified by seeking forgiveness of our sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or rather the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, whosoever finds the night of Qadr and spends it in ibadah, in worship, with iman, with ihtisaban, with expectation of rewards from Allah, all his past sins shall be forgiven. All his past sins shall be forgiven. So we can understand that we become extremely significant in the sight of Allah by being up the night and doing worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And plus, we add to our tally 83 years of worship. Can you imagine our scales getting heavy with 83 years of worship? Subhanallah, a year full of sins that we have done gets wiped off. The minor sins gets wiped off with one night of worship. For the major sins, we continuously keep doing tawbah, keep doing repentance. The fourth thing which I want to mention over here, and this is again, we can understand from Surah Al-Qadr, that the definition is of a night which is very, Al-Qadr could mean something which is very constricted, very tight, restricted. There's a lot of constriction, there's a lot of rush, there is a lot of, in the sense, that when you have a traffic jam, you know, that everything is clogged up. Similarly, we find that on the night of Qadr, we have a hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned in Sunnah ibn Majah, hadith number 1644. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam said that the angels on the earth are more than the pebbles on the face of the earth. So you can imagine the number of angels who have moved in. They've completely filled the earth with their presence. They can't move about. There are only angels all around us. This is a night of peace. This is a night of blessing. We've got angels all around. And where is the proof for that? Allah has mentioned in the Quran that تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ, that on this night the angels will descend along with the ruh. Who is the ruh? Who is the ruh? Quickly, on the chat box. Who is the ruh? The angels and the ruh are going to descend. Who is the ruh that is being referred to in the surah? The ruh is... Okay, I think there is a... time lag. Yes, Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam is the leader of all the angels. Just like our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the prophet, was the leader of all the prophets. Similarly, Jibreel is the leader of all the angels. And Jibreel is going to descend on this night. Subhanallah, when was the time when Jibreel would descend? He would only descend when the prophets were there. He would go to Musa, Isa, and all the other prophets, Ibrahim, Lut, our own Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His job was the job of carrying out the revelation, revealing the verses of the Quran, carrying the message of Allah to the prophets. That is what the Jibreel alayhi salam was in charge of. And now, after the Quran has been revealed, and after the Ummah of Muhammad ﷺ has been established on the face of the earth, he returns every year once in the night along with all the angels, which means he is the leader of the angels. He is leading them down on the face of this earth. Subhanallah. Can we imagine? Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. I get goosebumps when I talk about this. The earth is constricted with the presence of the angels, led by none other than Jibreel alayhi salam. He too is descending on the face of the earth. So that's as far as the importance of this night is concerned. And remember, as I told you, that the angels are coming down with responsibilities. They have been handed over. They have been handed over ordainments. What is going to happen in our life for the next year? When are we going to die? Our risk, whatever we desire, everything has been handed over to them. So what should we be doing on this night? What better way to welcome the angels but to spend the night in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because remember, my respected dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the only thing which can change our decree, our ordainment, is dua, supplication. Supplication changes decree. Remember this hadith, memorize this hadith. Nothing changes the decree. Nothing changes the decree except the dua, the supplication that you make. Subhanallah, you have an amazing opportunity to supplicate to Allah. The greatest act of worship that you can do on this night, apart from seeking forgiveness, is to make lots of dua, loads of dua. Ask Allah for what you want, for now is a chance for you to get your decree changed, if that is also in your will, all right? So great opportunity ahead of us, inshallah ta'ala. Now, what are the blessings of Laylatul Qadr? As you would have already established it by now, the Quran was revealed on this night. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakatin. It is on this night that Allah has revealed the Quran, the blessed night. So one of the blessings or characteristic of this night is, this is a night when the Quran was revealed. Second, it is better than 1,000 months, as we just read. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهَرٍ. Alf is 1,000, شَهَر is month. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهَرٍ. Better than 1,000 months, I beg your pardon. It's better than 1,000 months. Then Allah has called it Laylatin Mubarakatin. He's called it a blessed night, a Mubarakah night, a night full of Barakah. Now, you know what Barakah is? When we pray to Allah, what do we tell Allah? We say, Allah, whatever risk I have, put barakah in it. Put barakah. What does barakah mean? Which means give increase in it. And subhanallah, this is a night where you do worship for one night and you get a barakah of 83 years of worship. Blessed night. Subhanallah. This is a night when all your sins are forgiven. Blessed night. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our worship on this night. This is also the night that Jibreel alayhi salam is descending. And the early generation Muslims, some of them from the pious predecessors of our ummah, they would actually dress up properly, put perfumes. They would wear nice clothes. Why? Because they would say this is a night when Jibreel is descending. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. This is a night of peace. The last ayah of Surah Al-Qadr is Salam. Hiya hatta, Salamun hiya hatta matla al-fajr. So Salam, peace. It's a night of peace. This is the beauty of this night, that there is peace on this night. And one of the reasons for it being a peaceful night is because of the constricted presence of the angels, overwhelming presence of the angels. Angels all over, no place to move about for them. There are angels everywhere. So subhanallah, this is a peaceful night. No form of shayateen can attack us on this night, except of course our nafs. You know, any evil that we do is because of our own nafs, not because of the waswasa of the shaitan. On this night, any evil done by a man is because of the evil within himself, not because of the waswasa of the shaitan, because on this night, it's angels everywhere. Another important aspect of this night, and regarding which the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man qama laylatul qadri imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min zambi." That whosoever worships the night of Qadr with Iman, who stands up in the night of Qadr with Iman, with Ihtisaban, with the belief of seeking Allah's rewards, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ زَمْبِ, all his past sins, all his previous sins that he has committed will be forgiven on this night. Subhanallah. On the condition that is given is to stand with the sincere intention, seeking repentance. The niyah should be there, the intention should be there. Secondly, you should seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Third, the belief that Allah will forgive my sins on this night. That belief should be there. Nothing should take you away from your belief. Iman is the root of everything in our life. And the fourth is the iman and belief in what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said. What did he say? All the past sins will be forgiven. Remember, when we say past sins, we're talking about the minor sins. For the major sins, we continuously do tawbah as well. Continuously keep doing tawbah and repenting as well. And then, of course, one of the blessings of this night is that this is the night in which the Surah Al-Qadr was revealed. The full Surah, Surah number 97, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr. All that verse that we just read out a while back, the entire Surah was revealed. So, this is the blessing of the night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our ibadah. Now, before we come to what ibadah to be done on this night, let us ask a question. Which night is Laylatul Qadr? I mean, this is a debate now. Okay, which night is the Laylatul Qadr? We go to the hadith on itikaf, and we know that the Prophet ﷺ would initially do itikaf in the middle 10 nights. Alright? Or the middle 10 days of Ramadan. That's when he would do. Then, he was informed that he should do it in the last 10 nights. The thing that he's seeking is there on the last 10 nights. So he shifted his ibadah, his worship, to the last 10 nights. So we understand in the light of this ayah that Laylatul Qadr is in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Further, we see the hadith in Surah in Sahih Bukhari, where Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that the Prophet ﷺ said, search for the night of Qadr in the odd nights of the last 10 nights. So the first hadith says last 10 nights. The second hadith says the odd nights, 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th. There is another hadith which says that it is in the three nights, 29th, 25th, 29th, 27th and 25th. So the first hadith says 10 nights. The second narrows it to 5 nights. 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th and 29th. There's another third hadith which narrows it to 3 nights. 25th, 27th, 29th. And Sahih Muslim, there is another hadith which is very famously quoted that it is on the 27th night. So there is a hadith on that it says on the 27th night. But the Prophet ﷺ said, I was made to forget about this night. So no one knows for sure which night it is. There are mystical opinions which says 27th. There are views of scholars like Ibn Abbas who would stress it is the 27th night. But Allah knows best. We don't go by the view of Ibn Abbas here. We go with what the Prophet ﷺ said. It has been made to be forgotten. The Prophet ﷺ was made to forget about it. So we don't know for sure which night it is. So we should seek it in all the 10 nights. And why should we not? Why should we not seek it in all the nights? This is an amazing opportunity that is ahead of us in our life. We will never get another opportunity in our life. Laylatul Qadr may never come in our life. This could be our last Ramadan. Could be our last 10 nights of our life. This could be our last Ramadan, last 10 nights, the last Laylatul Qadr. Let us make most of it. Okay, now, what kind of acts of worship that can be done on this night? Before I move on to the standard rituals, my mobile is running out of charge, so I'm gonna take 2 minutes break. Please hang in there, inshallah. And I'm just gonna use the power connector and I'll be back. All right, just give me a couple of minutes. Okay, well, I'm still facing some difficulty with the power bank, but we'll try to wrap it up now, inshallah. We're on the verge of completing. We'll take the standard rituals which we need to do on this night, what kind of an ibadah we can do on this night, and then we will touch upon the signs of this night. What are the signs of this night? First and foremost, what kind of an ibadah that can be done on this night? Any ibadah that you have been doing. There is nothing extraordinary that you have to do. You do your salah every night. You're doing your night ibadah. Keep doing your night ibadah. Increase in your night ibadah. You have been doing zikr of Allah. You have been remembering Allah. The takbir, the tahmid, the tahleel. Keep reciting them. Keep reciting subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. Keep reciting them more and more. And one of the best form of zikr is to recite the Quran. To read the Quran, I beg your pardon. So keep reading the Quran. The more the Quran you read is also a part of zikr. It is a part of remembrances of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So increase yourself in that ibadah. Do extra charity on this night. And of course, due to the lockdown, it will be a little difficult for us to step out and do charity. But there are a lot of institutions which is accepting charity online. Try and identify them. Break your charity down to 10 nights. Don't just do all the charity on one night. You might want to just do it every night. So the moment Maghrib starts, the night commences. So from Maghrib to Fajr is the night. So plan your charity in between this period. Go online and do your transfer during this period. Hand over money. Do ibadah in the form of giving out charity as well. That's also a form of ibadah. It's also a form of worship. Do lots of dua. Make most dua. This is a night, as I told you, the night of the decree, the ordainments being handed out to the angels. Make dua. The dua changes the decree. And the best dua that can be made. And this is really the summing up of Laylatul Qadr. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. And subhanAllah, some of the hadith and some of the questions. If you see the life of Aisha radiallahu anha and the questions she would ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it shows her wisdom. It shows her far-sightedness. She would ask specific questions which apply to us in our life today. She asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if I come across the night of Qadr, what should I do on this night? What dua should I make on this night? And Aisha radiallahu anha was told that if you find the night of Qadr, read, Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. That, oh Allah, you are most forgiving. And oh Allah, you love to forgive. So please forgive me. Make loads of this dua. The moment the Maghrib happens, the moment you break your iftar, start making the dua. Keep reciting this dua. As you keep moving about, read this dua. Keep reading it till Fajr. That's the best ibadah that you can do. In addition to your other supplications. So these are some of the things that you can do. Remember, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, says that when the night of Qadr would commence, the last 10 nights would commence, I beg your pardon, the Prophet ﷺ would exert himself. He would tighten his belt. He would put a lot of stress on himself, which means he would literally slog it out in the last 10 nights. This is the performance phase. Remember, I started off by saying this is the performance phase. And Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, she would say that the Prophet ﷺ would stress himself. He would slog it out in the last 10 nights. So that's as far as the ibadah is concerned. The signs of Laylatul Qadr, as one of the questions which was asked, I could see, what are the signs of Laylatul Qadr? Now, first and foremost, we make it clear that these are signs which are there for our knowledge. We don't have to base our ibadah on the signs. You may see the sign, you may not see the sign. That should not stop us from making most of all of the 10 nights. It shouldn't be that on the 21st, I wake up and I feel I've seen the sign, and then I announce it on social media that, you know, I have seen the night of Qadr was 21st. Khalas, what happens to the worship for the rest of the days and rest of the night? And what about those who could not do the worship on 21st? Now they start feeling guilty and their entire 10 nights are spoiled. Don't do that, my respected brothers and sisters in Islam. If you spot the night, alhamdulillah, good for you, congratulations. Alright, but continue making most of the 10 nights. Amongst the signs that the Prophet ﷺ said, that this is a night when there shall be no shooting star in the sky. And we know Allah says in the Quran that the shooting stars are there when the angels strike the shayateen with it. So the angels are already here because they are on the earth. So it makes sense, since the angels are on the earth, so there is no shooting stars in the sky. Second thing which the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, that the sun that rises the next morning, it will be without any strong rays. There will be no bright rays in the sun. And the third sign which the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, that Laylatul Qadr is on a night which is a very moderate night. It's a very temperate night. It wouldn't be too cold, it wouldn't be too hot. Now, how do you apply this if you are in Iceland, which is very cold, or you are in the Sahara Desert, which is really hot? How do you decide that? Because it's still going to be very hot in Sahara, it will still be very cold in Iceland. So the scholars say that this is a relative to the other nights, it will not be as hot as it is in other nights. Or if you are in a winter place, in a cold place, relative to the other nights, it won't be as cold as it is in the other nights. That's how we understand this hadith. So these are some of the signs of Laylatul Qadr, but I have kept it towards the end because I don't want to make this to be the takeaway. The takeaway is, each of the 10 nights is important. It's an opportunity for us to seek forgiveness for our sins. So let us make most of it, inshallah ta'ala. Alright, with that, I'm going to conclude my discussion. Barakallahu feekum for joining my session and attending this. We will open up for question and answers. But before we do that, let's understand, we have an amazing opportunity ahead of us. Laylatul Qadr, as I've said, doesn't come in our life all the time. If you are seeing the last 10 nights, and between today and the next 10 nights is still another 2-3 days to go. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us those last 10 nights. Inshallah ta'ala, we are able to see ourselves in the last 10 nights. Okay, just a second, hold on. Yeah. Alright, so we are able to live and see ourselves for the last 10 nights, inshallah ta'ala. And then we are able to make most of the last 10 nights. Barakallahu feekum. Alright. Now, I'm going to start taking question and answers. Jazakumullah khairan for attending the session. If you have any question, please ask. Please avoid asking fiqh-related questions. Please don't ask questions which is related to something else. Stick to the topic and you can ask me anything, inshallah ta'ala. All right. I hope you people found the session beneficial. Mashallah, I'm seeing some of the feedbacks that are coming in. Barakallahu feekum. May Allah accept our sacrifices and whatever efforts we are putting in to share the knowledge and to learn and acquire the knowledge. And whatever knowledge you are acquiring, you can go ahead and share it. Please don't ask me questions out of the topic. Please stick to the topic. Let's stick to the topic in order to ensure that there's maximum benefit taken, inshallah. You can always send me a question to my email address, all right? I'm gonna update my email. In fact, if you go to my website, mansoordanish.com, That's my first name, MANSOORDANISH, mansoordanish.com. You can use the contact us option to send me your queries, inshallah ta'ala. Alright, if there are any questions, let me know. Okay, Zubair wants to know, what are the signs of Laylatul Qadr? So I'm just going to repeat that once more. I said there are different hadiths talking about the signs of Laylatul Qadr. One of the signs of Laylatul Qadr is, it will be a night where there shall be no shooting stars in the sky. Remember, know the shooting stars that we see? There won't be any shooting stars in any part of the world. Why? Makes sense. Because all the angels are on the face, well, not all, but most of the angels are on the face of the earth. So the place is constricted. And no shayateen, and we know in the Quran, Allah mentions that the shooting star is basically a way by which the shayateen is attacked, is knocked down by the angels. So it makes sense, since the angels are down on the earth and the shayateen is absolutely powerless on this night, there will be no shooting stars. It makes sense, mashallah. Alright, that was the first sign. The second sign that I mentioned was that it shall be a moderate night, a temperate night, which means it won't be too cold, it won't be too hot. Now, if you stay in a region which is anyways very hot, then you have to make it relative to the previous nights. Relative to the other nights when it is very hot, this night or this morning will not be very hot. Relative to a place where you're very staying which is very cold, this night, the night of Qadr, will not be very cold. Alright, this is what it means. It doesn't mean that you're living in a place where the temperature is minus 15 and on this night it becomes 30 degrees. Doesn't happen that way, okay? It's relative to the other nights. And the last sign which I mentioned is the rays of the sun shall not be very bright. There will be no bright rays of the sun. So there won't be any strong rays. It will be a very, like I said, the very moderate night. Yeah, that's what I mentioned as far as the signs are concerned. And I also gave you an advice. The advisory is, if you think you found a sign, please don't get into a discussion. Was the night yesterday? Did you all notice the sun today? There were no bright rays. Don't get into this discussion. It's a waste of time. All right. I know some people will be up till Fajr looking at the sun and, you know, trying to wonder, was there rays or not? Avoid doing that. It's absolutely not needed. Focus on doing ibadah. All right. That is what it will be beneficial, inshallah ta'ala. And there are other signs as well. But again, as I said, I'm not getting into the signs so much because I don't want that to be the takeaway from this. All right. The takeaway is the significance of this night. 83 years of worship is ahead of us. We have a chance to get all of our sins forgiven. What else do we need? What else do we need? We can let this come to us as a reward on the day of judgment, inshallah ta'ala. Alright? Barakallahu feekum. Any other questions? Wadda says, I've covered everything. MashaAllah. Barakallahu feeki. So if there are no questions, then we can conclude the session. Jazakumullah khairan for attending the session. I would like to thank each one of you from different parts of the world. The starting and the ending, as I told you, that the night of Qadr, the night technically means from Maghrib onwards up till Fajr. This is the period of night, alright? The night commences, or the next day, the new day commences from Maghrib onwards. So after Maghrib, you should start reading Laylatul, the dua, the queen of the dua, the Allahumma inna kafuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afuni. From Maghrib up until Fajr, you should keep reciting it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make things easy for us. What kind of pictures kept at the home can make the angels not enter the house? Any picture which has got eyes is always going to create problems. So try and avoid any pictures which have got eyes. Alright. And the angels do not enter a house where there are pictures. And specifically pictures, human pictures, pictures with eyes, etc. And all of those should be avoided. It's best to keep all the pictures inside, you know. If you really have those pictures, keep it inside. If it is memories, you can always go back and look at it. I understand many people are working people. Now, of course, due to lockdown, you may not be working. Some of you may still be working from home. So you have an amazing opportunity to make most of Laylatul Qadr. Understand, lockdown may not happen next year. If you are in a lockdown and you're working from home, Laylatul Qadr is a golden opportunity for you. Make most of it, inshallah ta'ala. Supplications, Tanzeem is our student from Kolkata. Tanzeem, the best supplication that you can recite on this night is Allahumma innaka afuvun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. the best supplication. And before that, you can actually identify 6 to 8 important supplications that you want to make in each of these nights continuously. Identify those and continuously focus on asking Allah for these 6 to 8 dua. It could be health related, it could be wealth related, it could be related to risk, barakah, whatever it could be. But identify. Don't try to think from your memory. You know, you're making dua to Allah and you're trying to recall. What else do I need from Allah? What else do I need? It doesn't work that way. Jot it down in a piece of paper. What's documented is going to come in handy. So my advice to all of you is, whatever you want to ask Allah for, document it in a piece of paper, keep it in front of you so that you are repeating that dua time and again. That's one of the best ways to be focused in what you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make things easy for us. All right. Ameen to the dua that Warda has given. Ameen to all the duas that your people have shared. Barakallahu feekum. Let us conclude the session because it's Asr time over here as well. And so we would like to conclude the session. I don't see any other questions coming my way. But if you do have any questions, as I mentioned to you, you can go to my Facebook page and you will find my website details there. Otherwise, you can just type mansoordanish.com, MANSOORDANISH. Use the contact us option and I'll receive whatever queries you have on my mail. Barakallahu feekum for attending the session. What about the fazilat of Surah Al-Yasin? The fazilat on this night is of the Quran as a whole. And this is the night in which Surah Al-Qadr was revealed. So you can recite Surah Al-Qadr, but in addition to this, recite the entire Quran, the most of the Quran. There's no specific fazilat of Surah Al-Yasin to the best of my knowledge on this specific night. No specific fazilat of Surah Al-Yasin. The entire Quran has got fazilah on this night. So recite whatever you can of the Quran on this night. Stand up, and if you don't know the Quran by memory, hold the Mushaf in your hand and extend your qiyam. Stand up for long hours at night, read from the Mushaf, and make most of this night, inshallah ta'ala. Alright? Sahad, the question has already been answered about the signs. You can go back and listen to the recording again. We will conclude the session. Jazakumullah khairan for attending the session. Barakallahu feekum. We will conclude with the dua. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us make most of the remainder of this month of Ramadan, the remaining nights of the month of Ramadan. We also pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us mercy from the current situation that we are experiencing in the world. That is the global pandemic, the coronavirus syndrome, which has made all of us sit at a home and maintain social distancing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us relief from this situation, and may He make things easy for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our ibadah, accept our worship, accept our fasts, that we are fasting in this month of Ramadan. May He accept it from us. And in case there is any shortfall or shortcoming in our ibadah, may He forgive us. And with that, we shall conclude the session. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.